the wound was already there and our walls came up. So for about 10 years, we never got involved in church. We would go to church, but we would not get involved in church. You know, we'll go to church, go just when the worship starts, leave just after the benediction.
Have you experienced hurt from people in church that were meant to be there for you?
Has someone spoken words over your life that have caused you to question God's plan for your life?
In today's episode, we talk about the effects of church hurt and how you can find healing.
Let's dive in.
Welcome to Rewrite Your Story, the podcast where change begins with you.
We're your hosts, Stephen and Charlene.
As professional coaches and mentors trained in various modalities, we have helped hundreds of people
bridge the gap between the person they are
and the person they want to be.
We bring you conversations with real people who have overcome real setbacks.
You will walk away with practical steps to find more clarity, alignment, and success in any area you want to improve.
So join us and discover how you have the power to overcome, to change, and to rewrite your story.
So pick up the pen. Your new chapter starts now.
Well, today, Charlene, we're going to be talking about church hurt and the impact that it can have on people and how to find healing through church hurt. And we're going to dive straight into this today, but also throughout it, debunk our experience with church hurt. But first of all, we want to say that church hurt is very real.
Yes.
And usually it's well-intending people that are bringing forth encouragement, but probably don't do it in a good way.
Yeah, probably either in a very fleshy way or not in a very gentle way.
Not in a very gentle way. I like that. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, probably not demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit.
That's right.
And Jesus said, by their fruits you will know. I guess the first thing is let's talk about the distinguish between church hurt and religious trauma, because though they're two very similar, there are certain differences, and we need to really debunk that. But I also want to say that, you know, we really hope and pray that this episode will bring healing. Yes. And realizing that we are all sinners.
That's right. Even in our own goodness, we cannot please God without, you know, having faith in Him. Because, well, really, once that verse, it says, all our good works are like filthy rags to Him, right?
Yeah.
How can we win in that way?
Yeah, and we need grace. We need salvation. You know, what Christ did for us on Calvary. But we also need to see people through the cross.
Absolutely.
And when we start seeing people through the cross and His ultimate sacrifice, that we're not better than anyone else, you know, that He shed His blood for everyone equally.
That's right. Good sin or bad sin or worse sin.
It's
just sin, right? No one's perfect. So having that lens, knowing that no one is perfect, I guess that sort of helps us realize that, you know, it's hard for us to really judge someone. Like, there's a difference between really judging someone and holding someone to account for what they did or said that may be hurtful.
That's good. So let's talk about what church hurt is. Church hurt often results from conflict, misunderstandings, or negative experience with the church community, and it can lead to feelings of betrayal, disappointment, and emotional pain.
Right.
Okay, so if we look at that, that's what church hurt is. You know, someone has said something, someone has done something, and you're like, well, they're meant to be a Christian.
Yeah.
You know, again, we're all sinners. Why did they do that? Or why did they say that? Or, you know, like, how can they, you know, they're just hypocrites there or things like that. So that's usually church hurt. Whereas religious trauma, and we're not actually going to go deep into this, but I just want to show people what the difference is.
Yeah.
Religious trauma is deeper and more severe. And it involves intense psychological distress streaming from harmful religious teachings or practices. And it's often a long-term emotional and mental health issue.
That's right.
And people really do need a lot of support and help and healing in this and professional help.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of religious trauma, we see it a lot in cults.
Mm-hmm.
We see it a lot in over-controlling our church environments and groups, and also when there is a lot of manipulation from the pulpit to make people feel bad, where they're not actually being fed, they're actually being manipulated.
And coerced.
Mm-hmm. I like that, coerced. Whereas church hurt is more of our dealings one-to-one with people. It's also our dealings with our leadership in church. But I just want to say, you know, if we really want to heal from church hurt, you know, God is so good. He is able to show you and grow you through this experience.
I like that. Strengthen and grow you.
Show you and grow you through this experience. So we need to recognize that both are painful.
Yeah.
And the intensity and the impact can vary from individual to individual. Also recognizing the church is not for saints.
That's right. It's a hospital for sinners.
A hospital for sinners, you know. And you may have heard that before. So don't expect perfection from the pulpit. Don't expect perfection and holy. Well, we should be holy, I guess, you know. But don't expect sainthood.
Holier than now.
Yeah, from the pulpit. Because we are all sinners, as we said before, needing grace. So understanding the distinction between both can also allow us to get the appropriate healing we need. You know, we have experienced ourselves church hurt.
Yes.
Okay. I won't say it was trauma, though it was traumatic at the time.
Yeah.
Because we made decisive choices and decisions to leave that environment.
Yeah.
And yeah, people said silly things after we left. Our friends, you know, we didn't have those circle of friends we had before. But we did that, which was important for us as well. So I just want to say that not all wounds are the same, and recognizing the difference between church hurt and religious trauma can also be the step towards healing, and that's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of it comes from misunderstanding and really just miscommunication.
I love what Psalm 17 verse 3 says. It says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." And we really pray that this episode will just do that for people.
That's right. You know, Matthew 18:15-17 says, "If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault just between the two of you." And in some verses, that includes gently.
Yeah.
If they listen to you, you have won them over.
Yeah. And so I guess the first part of church hurt is sometimes we gossip about that rather than seek support. And we're going to bring that. So if someone has wronged you in that church community, or has said something that has offended you, and we know that Satan uses offense as a real hook to divide the church. Yeah. You know, I think John Bevere has written the book, The Bait of Satan, which talks about offense. Yeah.
Very much so. You know, sometimes, you know, like in all organizations, you'll come across a lot of narcissistic people that will not take responsibility for their own actions or the words that they choose to use in a really negative way. Because they want to try and teach you something in an unkind way. But then when you respond to that, when you react to that and express that you've been hurt, express that that's not a nice thing to receive, then you are blamed for your reaction.
Yeah. It's your fault if you got offended.
Yeah. Why did you get offended in the first place?
Yeah. So we really want to talk about what is gossip. So if you've been the receiver of church hurt, and as we said, it is quite painful as well. Gossip, many people mistake gossip for seeking support.
Or sharing.
Great okay.
Point.
So gossip is sharing negative information about others without a purpose or without a constructive purpose. And it often leads to more division and harm. So if you've been hurt, and you're talking about the hurt with no purpose behind it, but just, you know, we're praying for them or we're warning others, that's not actually going to, one, bring healing, and two, it's actually not going to support the other person as well, because what we're doing is actually an eye for an eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're reciprocating that hurt, but we're doing it in a way that is not fruitful and does not bring Christ into the picture.
Yeah, that's right. And then it's usually done in the context of, oh, I know these people are no good and trying to put like bad character on the people that hurt us, like you said, an eye for an eye. But there's a difference between that and just expressing what actually happened to you and making it about your experience, not about the other person.
Yeah. So it's about what, you know, do you actually have a purpose for what you're sharing? Whereas when you're sharing to seek support, that is sharing your experience with trusted individuals for the purpose of finding healing, advice, and encouragement. Yeah. And I think you hit the nail on the head. Yeah. You're sharing it from your experience, yeah, what you interpreted and how it has affected you, seeking support to heal.
Yeah, and a new perspective, you know, because sometimes people go out to share these things, like we think, you know, we want to express how we got hurt, but then we look for people that will confirm how we feel about that, rather than seeking support to grow, to heal, and to learn.
So when we look at our experience with church hurt, there was many ways that you can deal with church hurt, and we did not deal with it the correct way. And because we did not deal with it the correct way, we can share what we've learned through that experience. Yeah. About 15 years ago now, we were in leadership in a church. We were serving the church. It was the church we got married. But some of the teachings at the time went down a new pathway, and they just weren't gelling with me and Charlene.
And we couldn't see it anywhere in the Bible. It was hard for us to sort of sit with.
We actually spoke about it to the leadership. We didn't go around speaking to others about it because that was our experiences. We were told we had to submit, you know, and, you know, we sat with that for a little while. And then because we were told we had to submit, you know, where the Bible does say submit one to another, not just submit to leadership, and submission is done in love.
It's giving way to someone else to allow them to grow.
And to serve, and it's done in a way of service. Yeah. Again, it just wasn't gelling with us. And then finally, the straw that broke the camel's back, when again we say, hey, we're not agreeing with this. Some words were spoken over us that actually really damaged our walk, you know. And yes, I took offense, and it really damaged my walk with Christ, to the point where we left the church, because Charlene, after those words were spoken over us, Charlene's like, we're not going back. However, the wound was already there and our walls came up. So for about 10 years, we never got involved in church. We would go to church, but we would not get involved in church. Sneak out the back door, you know, we'll go to church, go just when the worship starts, leave just after the benediction. We were really hurt because
hard to navigate trying to balance the whole spiritual side of your life with trying to work out this healing, like what's going on with this hurt that we're experiencing, right? So how do you form bonds and form connections when there's walls up?
Yeah, and I think it's really important, you know, people in leadership need to be open to how they make people feel and how their words are actually affecting people. And sometimes if people walk out of the church or if people leave the church,
there must be something happening.
There must be something like, yeah, there's general reasons why people leave a church, you know. Sure. God could be calling them to something else, which is fine. But be open for feedback as well.
Yeah.
You know, be open, you know. One of my friends who's a Christian always says feedback is a gift. Yeah. And I think as Christians, we need to be open to feedback, to the way our words are coming across others, that we're not causing hurt. And if we have caused hurt unintentionally, because undoubtedly we will all cause hurt. We will all cause pain at one point. We will all say something, you know, we will all have foot and mouth and say something that we regret. Be open to apologize. Be open to truly see.
Be real.
Yeah, be real and actually restore that relationship.
Yes. It's something recently that really hitting me very strongly is that God is a relational God. He wants to have relationship with us. That's why he made a way for us to have that relationship with him. And that's how we should be. Like, we don't want to let our ego and our perceived perception of ourselves to get in the way of having a relationship with other people.
Yeah. So seeking healing is about being intentional with our conversations and seeking support rather than just venting.
Yeah.
You know, rather than having verbal diarrhea and venting your frustrations, go to someone you trust and say, hey, I'm just experiencing this at the moment. These are the circumstances. Can you just help me debunk this? Break it down. Is this actually something that's hurt? Like, is this something that I'm being triggered from, something that I haven't resolved with the Lord from my past? Is it something that is reminding me of a previous wound? help me to make sense of this. Yeah. And like sometimes that person may say, hey, that is actually not healthy. And I would really suggest that you look into to that further, whether that is the place for you to grow.
That's right. And don't be afraid to find a different community to grow in. Just because you've spent a lot of time at one place doesn't mean you're tied to that place. You know, God wants us to move and he wants us to be able to grow. So whether that means growing where you are or growing somewhere else, but he will use that.
And we're not encouraging church hopping.
That's true. But as in, like, if you feel like God is calling you to go somewhere and you know that he's called you to go into a particular place to grow, then right, you know, but like us, don't take our example of church hopping going from one place to another because we never saw God to give us direction about which church to go to. We just kept trying to find something that we would be able to fit in with, right?
And it was also trying to find, like when people started to ask too many questions and again, those walls were up, we're like, hey, we're out of here. So, because we didn't want people in our lives at the time.
Yeah.
So I would say choose wise and godly counsel that encourages healing and reconciliation. The first aim is reconciliation. But if reconciliation can't be sought, yeah, then maybe it is time for you to seek God what he wants for you in the future.
Yeah.
You know? And we see that Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. So again, what are we speaking over people? You know, are we actually, and you know what it reminds me of? You know, sometimes people are judgy, okay, because you don't fit into their mold. So they judge you. And I was thinking about this the other day, and I was thinking, you know, when the prophet went to David, when he had sinned against Bathsheba, right? Mm-hmm. And we knew that, like, when the prophet went to David, David received the rebuke, right? God spoke to the prophet and said, go to David. So God orchestrated that situation and prepared David. And sometimes church hurt happens when, yes, there is genuine need for accountability in a certain situation, but we go too hastily, not seeking the Lord, not seeking what God wants in that situation for that person, bringing a word too quick, bringing a word too soon, where the Lord has not prepared that soil, where the Lord has not prepared the seed, and therefore church hurt happens.
Absolutely. One thing I've learned, like recently, I've been reading this really great book, and it talks about being able to be transparent and honest and vulnerable. If you feel like God is giving you a word for someone, be honest about our humanness. Like, don't assume that God's giving me that word and make it, oh, thus says God, you know, because it can be very damaging if it's not the right thing. And be open to be okay with making mistakes and know that we are human. So, like, make it out that I feel as though I have a word, it may be from God, or it may not be from God, but
this is what I'm sharing. This is what I share. Just seek God and see if it's for you. You know, I remember ages ago, like years and years ago, before our IVF journey, that someone called us to the front to pray for us and started prophesying all these children. We were going to have so many children and things like that. Yeah. And you know, you seek God, you pray. And you go through all the cycles of IVF and you're like, but, you know, what's happening here? And it just led deeper into church hurt. And the more I thought about it, the more like, was that really God? Or was it the fact that, hey, we're a couple, we've been married for so many years, we don't have children, it's not rocket science that, you know, people want kids.
It's usually an assumption of people.
Yeah, it's an assumption of people. And therefore, you know, I wonder, what you said is so true. Is this from God or isn't it? Just take it on board, seek him, and see what you want to do with this information.
And you're willing to admit when you've made a mistake.
Yeah. Because we're all learning, right? Yeah,
we're all learning to hear God's voice.
You know, going back to finding the people you can ask and be accountable for and mentor you when you're going through hurt. You know, I love what Proverbs 11:3 says. It says, gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret, you know? And that's why you need to find some really good mentors.
Someone who will encourage you to grow and to be better.
Yeah. So how do you heal from church hurt, okay? One is finding that trusted person. Second, it's actually through in church that we heal from church hurt. And people actually, you know, like your healing happens in community. Yeah. And so last year, Charlene and I were going to a church. And again, we weren't getting involved. We had our walls up still. We weren't getting involved. We were still doing our podcasts. We were still doing everything, but not getting involved in the church community. And we went to a conference at the end of last year in Orlando, Florida. And one of the speakers was talking about their, and I've probably spoken about this before, right? But one of the speakers was talking about their journey with alcoholism and finding healing through AA. He said that the one liner he said was, healing happens in community. And that was just like an arrow to the heart for me, because I had avoided community for so long.
Yeah, like the plague, basically.
Yeah. And I remember that during the conference, I'm like, okay, God, you're saying healing is going to happen in community. Then I really ask that you would bring us to a community that we can heal. And, you know, it's so amazing how God answers your prayers, because I think we had gotten back to Australia. It was about 2 or 3 weeks and I was still praying. And this article came up on about this church in Australia. And I sent it to Charlene, and the article wasn't good or bad. It was just an article. There was a few things happening in Australia around churches at the time. And I think the publishers probably wanted to write this article in light of what was happening with a few of the major churches in Australia. And
it's funny, I didn't even pick that up in that article.
Yeah, and I was reading it and I'm like, hey, I want to check this out, right? So we just left it. We just kept praying and just left it. And then we ended up checking it out.
Yeah.
And from day one, we were like, wow, you know, this is really where the Lord wants us, and this is a place where we can grow. But not only that, we had to become vulnerable again.
I think it's almost like, you know, before when we had those walls up, it's like people would sort of sense that. So no one would approach us, yeah. Like except for, like, obviously the family in our church would, right? But, you know, when we came to this place where, you know, we've been asking God, all right, God, you know, this is time for you to show us where you want us to be. Where can we go to grow and become better and find healing? And he must have done already started that work. So when we got to this new place, instantly within the first, what, half an hour, we had five people come to us.
Yeah. And there was, and even the message that day was so healing. And, you know, obviously we had prayed about it a lot and chosen it as our home church, and we're committed there. But I just wanted to say that from there, I remember the second or third day, someone called us, right? Who's actually a good friend of us now from the church. And I'm like, how did you get my number? Who are you? What do you want? Would you like, you know, you're too happy for me, you know?
I didn't tell her that.
You know, my inside voice is like, how do they get my number? You know? But again, her invite to attend Connect Group has brought a lot of healing, and our Connect has become our family, and we're able to pray together. We're able to just do life together. What is amazing as what I love is that this couple who have become friends also had a background of church hurt, but they dealt with it totally different. They didn't walk away from the church. They went towards the Lord. And through their experience, what it has helped me to understand, and Charlene, you know, to understand, is when we put man or our expectations of man before what the Lord is saying, we actually open ourselves up to more church, to more hurt, sorry. And we need to realize that we need to run to Jesus during these times of church hurt.
Yeah. Because even Jesus himself dealt with a lot of hypocrites in his day and called them out, you know. So it's not Jesus that we have the issue with, it's hypocrites. But then at the end of the day, we're all sinners, and that's why we need Jesus.
So why does healing happen in church, and why does healing happen, church heart healing happen in community? Because it is the community of God that reflects his love and grace. And when we embrace the community that God is calling us, we can experience his love and grace.
Yeah. we really, we do need a community because he uses community to heal us.
And our advice to you from our personal experience, and please feel free to reject this, is don't isolate yourself, but seek a community that embodies the true teaching of Jesus. And what I love about our church, and if you're experienced church hurt and you're looking for a community, we have an online church as well, online campus, and you know, you just have to email us for the details or anything like that, and we're happy to support you through that process. But I also want to encourage you, it took us 10 to 15 years to find this community, you know? So be patient and prayerful when finding a new church, a new church home that can support your spiritual growth.
That's right. Supports your spiritual growth and supports you as a family. One of the things I love is that in Matthew it says, for where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them. So it's not just one. It's where two or three are gathered, he's with them.
And because research actually shows that a community support is vital for recovery from trauma, including spiritual religious trauma.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we've had other extremes that we've seen people with religious hurt or church hurt that have totally left the church and totally left God. And we weren't involved in church. And though we, you know, we went through periods of time where I probably wasn't, you know, I questioned my faith. I questioned, you know, the deity of Christ, but then I knew what he had already done for me and I knew that he was real. So I don't think questioning is a bad thing, but it's sad when people walk away because of that hurdle, because of that trauma from the one who is able to heal them from the pain and the trauma.
Yeah, and they go to look for answers outside, you know, to, I guess, support their own line of questioning. But instead of going to the actual author of, you know, where this is coming from and in the Bible, you know, asking questions about the Bible with everybody else. So it's always good. Like, you know, I think God's shoulders are big enough to handle our disbelief.
Yeah. You know, something just came to me, and I think a lot of people judge other people's relationship with Christ or compare their relationship with Christ or, you know, to other people's relationship with Christ. And like my relationship with you is my relationship with you.
Yeah.
Your relationship with someone else is your relationship with someone else. And it's not equal to our relationship together. So why do we believe that the God of the universe, the God of heaven and earth, relationship with every individual is going to be the same? He meets you where you are, and he met us where we were at.
Yeah, your relationship with God is different from my relationship with God.
Yeah.
I'd love him, but, you know, he speaks to you probably differently than he
absolutely
would speak to me.
Right? Absolutely, you know, and the convictions he brings to my heart are different to the convictions he brings to your heart. And, you know, during this time, I was searching, you know, other modalities and other things, trying to fill the void that I was missing in community. And it was actually the community of Christ, my brothers and sisters, that I was missing out on. And I love what Hebrews 10:25 says, not giving up the meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
So, and furthermore, it says, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching.
Now, little disclaimer, if there's anyone in my church hearing this, they probably don't know this, but I don't like people hugging me. I don't do hugs, right? I just don't like people hugging me, right? And
I'm the exception.
Yeah, you're the exception. And like, so funny because you go to a church and the first thing, and I'm like, oh. So again, that was another place where I had to become vulnerable because I'm like, I don't know you, Garrett. Don't come into my personal space. But realizing again, it was a wall that I had put up because meaning you were coming into my personal space is a place where I need to become vulnerable.
I've noticed that as well, but I feel as well when you're comfortable with someone, you're more likely to put those walls down.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've found that place, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So trusting God despite church hurt is the next part. So sometimes church hurt occurs when we place our trust in people rather than God. Our trust needs to be in the Lord, you know?
I know. Sometimes we can put idols up of people, right? And we think, oh, well, this person is amazing or
He just smashes them.
Oh, gosh, he smashes them majorly.
And you know what? We know that churches don't get it right. We know that pastors don't get it right. It's always in the media. We know that sometimes there's manipulation from the pulpit and all that. But if our relationship with Christ is strong and solid, then we can discern that. Yes. And we can make an informed decision. Yeah. Rather than a decision based on hurt.
Yeah, and we're not going to be afraid to call something out as well. I mean, like, it's okay to bring up a matter and question it and talk about it, you know, in a civil way, right? And not be hurt by it, but just question what was brought out.
And sometimes God uses our painful experiences to rebuild and strengthen us.
Yeah.
You know, to give us resilience, to give us, you know, maybe we had to go through that so that we could record this podcast, because he turns our messes into messages, yes, you know? And so now that, you know, the Lord has totally healed us and we can trust the church community again, we can help others as well.
Yeah, so we can redirect trust and hope towards God who never fails.
And recognize that God can bring good out of the most painful experience.
Yeah. It is said that in Psalms 118 verse 8, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans, because he's the one that will never let you down.
Yeah. And you know what I find really interesting is there are actually psychological studies done on religious trauma and religious hurt. Mm-hmm. And it's found that strong personal faith can actually be the buffer against the effects of religious trauma and hurt.
Yeah.
So if your trust is in the Lord, you know, Proverbs 3 verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledging, and he shall direct your path.
Yeah.
So if we actually trust in him and put our hope in him, it's actually the buffer from the hurt, you know?
Yeah.
And so the enemy is using it so that we take our eyes off of the Lord and put it on the circumstance, rather than taking our eyes off the circumstance and putting them back in the Lord where our hope lies.
Amen. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
Yeah, just trust him that he's going to work it out for you. Just trust that he's going to work it out. Like, who would have thought, you know, 15 years ago that we would have a podcast that, you know.
On church hurt.
That's gone globally, you know,
yeah.
Like, who would have thought a year ago we would have done this episode? But, you know, he works all things out for his purpose.
Yeah.
Remember that healing is a journey. Healing is not a sprint, it's a journey. So some steps to take away with dealing with church hurt is acknowledge, yeah, you've been hurt. Seek the support you need. Set the boundaries you need to set if you need to. Don't gossip about it, because, you know, it's not going to do anything to make the situation better. But talk in a way that has a positive outcome, and find support in a community within the church, or even if you've got to find professional support outside of the church. And remember the role that forgiveness plays in healing. Yes, they've hurt you. Yes, they've wronged you. But we need to remember that the same Christ that died for you also died for them.
That's right.
And maybe something inside of them is still not healed.
One of the key takeaways is that healing is a personal journey that requires time and support. So allow yourself time. Allow yourself to find the support that you need to get for yourself to move forward and to be able to heal.
You know, and remembering that forgiveness is crucial, but does not mean agreeing with what was done.
Sorry.
You can set boundaries. You can keep people accountable.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you're going to keep going back to get hurt again and again and again, because that's just not learning from the lesson.
Yeah.
It's just learning to let go of the need to hold it against someone, but knowing that what was done was not right.
You know, Martin Luther King said, forgiveness is not an occasional act. It is a constant attitude.
Yeah.
It's a hard attitude.
Hard line to
walk,
right?
But it is a constant attitude, and it can bring so much, you know. And Colossians 3:13 says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you.
Ephesians 4:2 says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
So what we're going to do is we're actually going to pray for our listeners today and anyone that has experienced church hurt, that, you know, you can find community, you can find healing, but also you can find God's purpose through it all. So Father, we just come to you in the name of your Son. And Father, we pray for every person, Father God, that is listening, that has been hurt, Father God, in church, Father God, experienced some event or words or whatever it is, Father God, that has been spoken to them, Father, that is not according to your divine plan for our lives, Father God. I ask, Father, that you will bring healing, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you will bring restoration, Father God, and that, Father God, any word that has been spoken against others in a way that has not brought glory to you, we just break the power of those words now in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray that you would bring healing, Father God, that you would bring healing to the hearts of those that have left the church, Father God, that are not walking with you, Father God. And I pray also, Lord, that you'll bring healing to those that are still walking with you, Father God, but haven't found that community that they can belong to, Father. I pray that you would bring restoration, that you would bring healing, Father, and that they will come to know the love of Christ. Also bring them to a place where they can forgive, Father. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on the Rewrite Your Story podcast.
We hope you found this episode enlightening.
For more information on the topics discussed, please visit our website at stephenandcharlene.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. Share it with your friends and follow us on social media at Stephen and Charlene.
Until next time, stay informed and inspired.
This is Stephen and Charlene signing off from the Rewrite Your Story podcast. Thank you and stay blessed.